Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap for Tuesday, April 22, 2025. I'm Paige Estertori. We begin with a significant update in the superannuation industry. The Payday Superannuation Scheme seeks to enhance transparency for Australian workers, but unpaid superannuation still lingers as a pressing concern. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or SFA, is calling for greater attention to the issue. It appears that when businesses become insolvent, the resolution of unpaid funds becomes increasingly complex. Even with the expansion of the Fair Entitlement Guarantee regime, the recovery of unpaid dues is still falling short. With close to $53 million distributed in major cases, it's evident that more effective measures are needed to address unpaid super guarantee charges. ASFA advocates that these charges, along with wages, should be treated equally, with the interest and penalties collected by the Australian Taxation Office going back to the employees. Turning now to consumer stress, the latest survey from NAB revealed that Australians are experiencing anxiety over their retirement at levels not seen in 7 years. With rising costs and persistent inflation driving stress levels up, particularly among lower income groups, around 30% of Australians are feeling very high levels of stress, pushing them to significantly cut back on discretionary spending. It's also not surprising that stress levels vary across regions, with Victoria, New South Wales, and ACT residents being hardest hit. These rising figures serve as a stark reminder for the Reserve Bank to take proactive measures to maintain stability, particularly in the face of potential international economic pressures. Meanwhile, following the recent policy actions from the US, Australian fund managers are bracing for the impact of US tariff policies from Trump's era. Analysts at Morningstar are warning that although current fiscal impacts seem manageable, the medium-term earnings impacts could be quite significant due to lessened benefits from interest rate cuts and a surge in market volatility. Now for some positive news in the ongoing fight for fair insurance practices. In a landmark dispute case, homeowners have come out on top against insurer Youi. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has sided with homeowners whose property was damaged due to a water leak. The insurer initially denied the claims, citing pre-existing issues, but the authority was able to support homeowners due to a clear lack of evidence, resetting expectations for insurers to conduct thorough and evidence-based assessments when processing claim denials. That wraps up today's most pressing news in the financial sector. For more detailed reports and to explore our services in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estertori, wishing you a pleasant day ahead.